The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS Denver,
a Salem Media Group station.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
We're back, final hour of the show already. Can't believe that it's already 11:02. We're up in the 50s, high today in the 60s. Be a little chillier tonight than I had hoped, but I will probably be riding the hog out to the amazing, exciting birthday party celebration as we work on this video. Video's already together. We're going to make a video in front of the video of all of us. I'm a Trumpsta, Reggie Carr supporters. And ship it off to First Lady Melania Trump, who celebrates her 50th birthday tomorrow. Starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Wide open spaces at Evie's Place, 5915 Ponderosa Way in Parker. 5915 Ponderosa Way in Parker, 7 o'clock. Some masks available. Bring your own if you need them. Social distancing encouraged. I'm getting a lot of feedback. A lot of folks are going to be there. And this should be a really cool thing. To let the president and his beautiful wife, our elegant first lady, know that we are out here in Colorado fighting for them and fighting to get our country back on track. And you can certainly reach out to me for more information. Kim Munson is putting this on. You can email her at kim@kimmunson.com. It's M-O-N-S-O-N, all O's, kim@kimmunson.com. The Melania Trump private video shoot should be quite a party. It's not going to be a late-night party or anything like that. We're going to come in, see who's all there, get some great shots. People can stick around a while if they want, and then get on with it. Tomorrow, do not forget, noon, west steps of the Capitol could certainly bust out into the streets as it did last weekend. I bet we won't have these phony nurses coming out and blocking traffic like we did. Julie Hayden, Peter Boyles, Stephen Tubbs been talking about that a bunch this week. The one guy who's in the pictures, apparently a male stripper, not a male medical professional. And just such a joke, such a bunch of bogus, false, lying media narrative that goes around the world. And we're left here to try and sort out the truth. And they don't care. They don't care that we know that it was a lie. They know that their point has been made, that the images are out there now as they continue to try and keep us shut down. A little bit later in the show, we'll talk with the vice chairman of the Colorado State GOP, Christy Burton Brown. They ran a heck of an election over the last couple of weeks. I saw all the work that was put into that. I was very impressed. But she's coming on to tell us about a brainstorm. I think this was right from Ken Buck on how to help initiative 120, due date too late, duedatetoolate.com, to make sure we have this ban on late-term abortions on our November 3rd ballot. We'll give you that information as well. But right now, so excited. I wish we had in-studio guests because it's always fun to meet people in person. This lady's father has been a longtime friend of mine, an activist and all-around good guy, always giving me great tips and good information. And he dropped off a couple of samples of this amazing product that our next guest, Kelly Hertzfeld, has put together. Kelly, thanks for really thanks for joining the show this morning, and thanks for this brilliant idea.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning with you, Randy. And first of all, can I say congratulations on the election?
Yeah, thank you. That was pretty cool.
You're welcome. That's amazing.
In a five-man race, almost 41%. Not bad.
Wonderful.
What that says to me is that liberty and the liberty movement is alive and well, not only in Colorado, but in the base, in the activist base of the Republican Party.
Well, and we are happy to have you leading the way on that.
Thank you so much. And so,
absolutely.
I'm surprised. As long as I've known your dad Kim, and as long as we've been out slinging the mud and fighting the fight, that I've met your mom. I don't think I've ever met you before. But when I found out, what I found out about what you had done, I knew we had to have you on the show. So tell folks about your business and then the changes you made as a result of the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus.
Absolutely. So luckily, I'm a part of a company here in Denver, Colorado. We are called KJL Compounds. Our original formulations are all based off of wellness. We are a CBD THC company. So really, our story began in 2009 when the founder's son was born, had some medical issues, and he figured there had to be a better way to help his son. Fast forward a few years, the brand KJL was launched, and luckily I joined the team just in time to be a part of the solution that's going on with the coronavirus, which is the hand sanitizer shortage. So within our company, we actually have a pharmacist, brilliant, brilliant gentleman, so lucky to work with him. He was able to construct a pharmacy-grade hand sanitizer. Luckily, we had the resources and the connections to where we've been mass producing and sourcing and providing hand sanitizer.
And it's beautiful. I brought one in with me. It's a beautiful package. Are these similar to the bottles and the way your packaging looked when you were selling the CBD oil, or is this a completely new design?
It's a completely new design. So our CBD products, they're in a white label. We do edibles. We really basically just kind of switched up our whole focus from making food grade products to, the hand sanitizer. So new labeling, new construction, all of that. It's been amazing.
Oops, called KJL Topical Solution Hand Sanitizer. Non-sterile solution made under the supervision of a licensed pharmacist, 80% alcohol antiseptic. I have it's really sleek. It's great marketing, but I have got a 6 fluid ounce bottle in my hand. What does this normally sell for?
So retail, we're looking at about $4. We do move them by the case just because we are trying to be more available for those on the front line, including nursing homes, airlines, even realtors. I mean, with everything getting ready to open back up, we are providing a large amount of hand sanitizer to these businesses and to the public so that, there's more available.
So, I would think, that tiny little bottles would be great for realtors to carry around, for, flight attendants to hand out as people get onto their planes, just any. You could put your own advertising, your own logo on it, or stick a sticker that has your business name and your phone number. The possibilities are endless. And I got to tell you something about this. I've been carrying around a small bottle of hand sanitizer since this whole thing started, being really careful. I've got a wife who, I think is more susceptible to this disease than maybe others in my family and than most people are. So really trying to keep her safe. And your product, as opposed to if I use it, my hands feeling, kind of that burny, alcohol-y, dry feeling, when I use your solution, my skin actually felt softer. I just tried it again while I was listening to you. So how'd you do that? Don't give away any trade secrets here, but it's really different, and I like it.
Well, thank you so much. I think it has to do with the way our pharmacist really compounded everything. I mean, he really took into consideration how much the people would be using our product. And I think the drying out sensation of normal hand sanitizer was one of his main concerns. And somehow he made it work. I mean, what can I say? He's a genius.
This 6 ounce bottle doesn't sound like much, but it's huge. This would probably last me 3 months or more, even if I'm continuing to wipe all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you are. I'm so glad that you're taking care of your health. Once again, that's our main reason for the company, is we really look forward to being a part of the solution of the wellness, regardless if that's through CBD or hand sanitizer. We're just here to help and, hopefully get people through this really, really crazy situation.
We're talking with Kelly Hertzfeldt, and the company is KGL compounds, and you can find them at kjlcbd.com, kjlcbd.com. And so have you stopped production of the CBD products for now, or is it 100% focused on making sure anybody who wants or needs hand sanitizer can have it?
So luckily, our team is just working as hard as they can. We are still producing both the CBD side of things as well as the hand sanitizer side of things. They are working around the clock just to make sure everything is available. It's incredible.
It's really amazing. So how much is a case? How much does it cost to ship? How can it be done?
Absolutely. So we do have the 6-ounce options and the 12-ounce options. For the 6-ounce options, a case comes with 45 bottles, and that is priced at $157.40. And as far as the 12-ounce bottles go, a case comes with 20 bottles for around $130 per case. And as far as shipping goes, we ship nationally. So we will, you know, add on whatever the shipping would be to get it to New York or California or even Colorado. I'm even happily doing deliveries in Colorado to make sure our community gets their product immediately.
Well, it's pretty cool for me when your dad actually just hand delivers some to my front porch. So is he offering that service to everybody?
You know, I'm sure if you give him a good smile, I bet you he would. He's been amazing through this. I honestly can't even thank him enough for the continuous support that he really shows while I'm working through, you know, everything I've ever done in my life. He's a wonderful dad, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's kjlcbd.com, kjlcbd.com. Are you also going to be manufacturing then these little bottles, you know, much smaller even than this 6? Okay, and are those available yet, or is that in the works?
That is all dependent on what anyone needs. I mean, we are happy to do white labeling. We specialize in product development as well, so we're always willing to, you know, help people promote their businesses through hand sanitizer as well, whether that's putting their name on it, as you suggested, or making smaller sizes. We're just here to do what we can to help.
Absolutely incredible. It really is the nicest feeling hand sanitizer I've used, and I've had, you know, they've got a big sanitizer dispenser now at the elevator at my law firm office building. And you see them in a lot of the different places that are still open. Or if you go to pick up food at a restaurant, most of them have a different hand sanitizer out. This one feels differently. I really encourage people to get a hold of it. Is it okay if people email you?
Yes, that would be amazing. Which my email is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at kjlcbd.com. And yeah, whatever feedback, or if you're looking for hand sanitizer, any way I can be there for you, just please reach out.
It's wonderful. Well, I look forward to meeting you sometime when we can all get back together. We'll have to have a meal and celebrate what I hope is just tremendous success for you and this new product line that you guys have put together. It's terrific.
Thank you again so much. I really appreciate you having me on today, and I look forward to meeting you finally as well.
Sounds good, Kelly. Take care.
You as well. Thank you.
You bet. All right. It's 11:15, and in a few minutes, we're going to speak with Christy Burton Brown about how you can help with due date too late. Really good idea, getting basically the troops lined up so we can grab those. They need 10,000 signatures, which means you want to get 20 to make sure that we cure the signatures that the Secretary of State disallowed and get this Initiative 120 on the ballot to once and for all put an end to late-term abortion in Colorado. If you're new to the show, you may not know that Colorado was the first state to legalize abortion and has perhaps the worst, most lenient abortion laws in the country. It's just absolutely horrible. And before we get to our break, the 303-696-1971, 696-1971, just mega thanks to the dozens and dozens and dozens of text messages and emails that keep coming in. Very, very exciting to be your new Republican National Committee man. I've got some big ideas on, you know, just getting to know people, getting to know the job, and seeing what can be done from this position I had never thought of before, never really paid much attention to before. I guarantee you we're going to put it on the map this time around. And the last thing, you know, during the breaks, I'm scrolling through Trevor Loudon's book, White House Reds, Had him on in the 10 o'clock hour. If you didn't hear, the chapter on Joe Biden is just excruciatingly painful. And the point of the book, as he said, is to get people activated, because the media is not going to care. The media doesn't care about the rape allegations against Joe Biden. They don't care about the fact that yesterday a videotape was located of when this rape victim's mother actually called into the Larry King show on, pretty sure it was on CNN most of its run, and asked, what does someone do in this situation? And then says, you know, my daughter decided ultimately she didn't want to blow the whistle on this bigwig in D.C. because she respected him. What a disgusting position to put a young woman into. But just think about Joe Biden, 36 years in the Senate, 8 years as the Vice President of the United States, 1 year as a presidential candidate, 6 months as an obvious victim of declining mental health, dementia, and all of that. And for 27 years, we didn't know until now that we saw, got lots of video evidence, his hands all over young girls, the kissing, the sniffing of the hair, the awkward moments, the way kids especially just instinctively turn away from him and pull away from him in some of these video clips that are so easy to find. 27 years this allegation has been hidden. And the same media, the same radical leftists, the same New York slimes and Washington compost that just pilloried Brett Kavanaugh when there were unsubstantiated claims of a man who'd never had a whisper of controversy in his entire life, pounded him all the way through his confirmation hearing, trying to stop him from getting on the U.S. Supreme Court. And now this allegation with history now substantiating it, the call into Larry King, 27 years these accusations have been floating around, and the radical left, the people who are in charge of the Democrat Party, your mainstream, so reliable left-wing media, they could care less. If that doesn't fire you up, if that doesn't make you, as we push back against our governor, push back against these restrictions on our freedom, look into the constitutionality, the legal ways to challenge it, the civil rest unways to challenge it. If thinking about the way they're covering for the declining Joe Biden, and he was never that bright, you know he was a plagiarist in law school, right? I mean, we know that. We know that he dropped out of a presidential run because he lied about his past, because he plagiarized a speech. You know all this history. And if you don't, it's easy to find. Just look it up. And these same folks, because he is the only option they think they have now to take down Donald Trump, they will actually put him into the position of having the nuclear codes, of being the most powerful person in the world. And they could care less. I hope that that makes you care more. We're going to take our break. We'll get back to the phones. They're popping. 303-696-1971. 696-1971. First, on the other side, we'll spend a couple of minutes with the vice chairman of your Colorado State GOP, Christy Burton Brown, tell you how to stop late-term abortion here in beautiful Colorado. Stay with us, 710-KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710-KNUS.
So much to cover. Just not going to play the music for very long. We're back at 1125, 303-696-1971, 696-1971, if you'd like to get on the show. Our last guest will be joining us here in just a minute, so plenty of time still for your calls. But before we bring on Christy Burton Brown, Vice Chair of the Colorado State GOP, just one more time, got to remind you about what's happening tonight. The video is already made. It's a beautiful happy birthday video to First Lady Melania Trump. We're going to meet at Evie's house at 5915 Ponderosa Way, 5915 Ponderosa Way in Parker. Lots and lots of room for social distancing. And we're going to do video around the video with I'm a Trumpsta hats and T-shirts on. Bring masks if you have them and want them. All of those kinds of things. And we're going to send this off to the president and his beautiful wife, our elegant first lady. And that all happens tonight at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at noon on the west steps of the Capitol is another in the lockdown rally. And I say the West Steps, I mean, last week it was all over the place, including pouring out into the streets. That's where this whole scam came up from the apparent strip club worker who showed up dressed as a medical health worker and stood in the way of people who were trying to get by in the street. Just absolutely outrageous, if you ask me. And then tomorrow we're celebrating my son's birthday. Family's going to get together. First time in, gosh, several weeks that we've all gotten together. Everybody, including my wife, healthy enough, we think. We're going to be smart about it. Got to see the grandbaby. Got to celebrate the kid's birthday. But before that, I am going to take advantage of the beautiful weather, get out to Bandimir Speedway at 11 o'clock, because from 11 to 1:20 tomorrow, I want to get there early so I can also get down to the Capitol around noon. But from 11 to 1:20, they're going to be doing their 1,320-foot track prayer walk put on by Bandimir Ministries. It's going to be beautiful in the foothills at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And just a moment of reverence and celebration. Full social distancing will be in play. You can find that by looking up Bandimir Speedway Ministries or on Facebook. There's an event posted. All of those different things are going on. They're so very, very important. And I love to be a place where you can come and find out about them and participate if and when you want. But now it is my distinct pleasure to speak to the vice chairman of the Colorado State GOP, Christy Burton Brown. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's been amazing. My phone is just blown up, the text-to-studio app, emails coming in, the whole nine yards. And the thing that makes me really happy, Christy, I mean, you know, 41% is a pretty significant victory in a five-man race. But what it tells me is that liberty and the liberty movement is not only alive and well in Colorado, but it's also alive and well in the activist base of our Colorado State GOP.
Yeah.
And that is very, very important for people to know, especially people who've been turned off by the party in past years under past leadership.
Yes, I entirely agree with you. I'm pretty excited to see it too. It'll be great to have you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And, you know, Vera, who all won re-election as national committee man, has already reached out. I'm talking with prior committee men and our current committee men to really committee men, man, I'll get that straight before I'm done today. But, you know, I want to know everything there is to know to figure out a way to make a difference. And that's just going to be very, very exciting.
Yeah.
But I am just I think it was Ken Buck that brainstormed this idea. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but Due Date Too Late is the movement to get Initiative 120 on our ballot in November to stop late-term abortion in Colorado. They turned in a ton of signatures, but the Secretary of State disallowed enough of those signatures that they need 10,000 good signatures, which means we need to probably collect 20 to make sure we meet the 10,000 threshold. Because of the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus, a court has continued to grant extensions to the 15-day period to gather signatures. Under current rules and orders and expectations now, the 15-day effort to gather signatures does not start until May 15th, and you or Ken or somebody at the GOP came up with a great idea to make sure we were ready to hit the ground running when we finally get to that signature cure period, which right now we think will begin on May 15th. Tell us about it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, what's exciting about this is there's so much grassroots support for this initiative. We were talking to a political operative the other day about this initiative, and he said it's just amazing to see how many people have taken a hold of this and gotten activated on it. Because, I mean, come on, we're talking about babies who can feel pain, who can survive. These are babies that absolutely deserve a chance at life, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice. That's the thing. People are agreeing on this in Colorado. And so what we're doing is it's possible to identify known pro-life voters across the state of Colorado. There's a lot of great data on that. And some of these known pro-life voters haven't signed the petition yet. So it's really as easy as like making a call to them and saying, hey, when this petition comes to your area, likely later in May, would you be willing to sign it? And so if we can get that kind of information, known pro-life voters who are willing to sign this when it comes to their area, it's going to make it so much easier to gather those extra, you're right, it's going to be like 20,000 that the campaign is saying they're going to shoot for just to ensure they get the right number.
Yeah, so this is fantastic. And I, you know, you get early in each year or late in the prior year before an election, you get bombarded with petitions. And I was just sure that I had signed this one appropriately. You don't want to sign them twice because those are guaranteed signatures to be disallowed.
Right.
And so I was able to reach out to Juliana Day, and she's got a database and an ability to check. So if people are wondering, dang, did I sign that one? Did my signature count? That can be verified now as well as we wait for this, what is it, the 25th? So we got a three-week period before the 15-day cure period begins, mm-hmm. so people can find out if their signatures counted, and they can let everybody know that they are ready to not only sign a petition, but download petitions and do the same thing with their own circle of influence, their family and friends.
Yeah, and the way that they, if they want to collect signatures, which I know the campaign is looking for people to do that also, they have to get one mailed to them. So the website is duedatetoolate.com, and there's a specific button on the website where you can request a circulator form, and then you get a petition mailed to you, can collect it from anyone in your circle who hasn't signed it yet. Or if anyone wants to help make these phone calls the campaign is making or help in other ways, there's a contact us button at the bottom of Due Date Too Late's homepage. So yeah, like if someone wants to get their signature checked or volunteer to help us find more, to help the campaign find more people, that would also be excellent. I can tell you, I have been told that the Secretary of State threw out a number of signatures that absolutely should not have been thrown out. Interestingly enough, they told the campaign that if people who live in an apartment got everything else right and just didn't put their apartment number but had the right street address and all that, they would count the signature. But they didn't. They didn't count all of those. And some are being thrown out on that kind of a basis. Someone, you know, is called by their middle name and signed like middle name, last name, they threw them out, even though their database absolutely shows that that's the right voter. So there's a number of people who should not have gotten thrown out that did. And I believe the campaign's attorney is going to do something about that.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because, you know, I've been focused on this campaign and trying to keep my auto repair, my law firm businesses afloat, my family healthy, you know, just living our lives like we are often required to do. But I heard yesterday that in the Democrat primary, that a woman who've got less than 30% of the vote. You know, we had one of these happen in the Republican Party. There was a candidate who got less than 30%, and there was a determination made that the election was mishandled such that you couldn't tell for sure. The results of that election were accurate, so it was ordered that that candidate be put on the ballot. That's going to be a court hearing on Monday for people trying to keep a grassroots activist off. That's one thing. But on the Democrat side, I heard a woman who didn't get close to the number of votes or signatures that she made, and a judge found that the purpose of, you know, elections and of getting people on the ballot and these rules is substantial compliance, that the goal is to empower people to get on the ballot, empower people to be able to vote. And so when I heard that yesterday, I thought, my God, in light of some of these technical reasons that the Secretary of State disallowed the Initiative 120 petition signatures, shouldn't there be a lawsuit moving forward to try and attack this from both ends? Not only do we need to get 20,000 new signatures, good signatures, to meet the 10,000 threshold, but we should also be challenging this legally. And I'm so grateful to hear that maybe that's happening. Do you know who the legal team is? Because I'd love to talk to them. You don't have to tell me on air, but okay.
Oh, no, you're fine. She's public on it. Suzanne Steyer.
Oh, Suzanne Steyer is doing it. Okay. Well, I talk to her all the time.
She's the attorney for Initiative 120.
Sure.
Yep, she's doing a great job, and I'm not sure. I know the campaign is definitely discussing specific legal plans. I'm sure Suzanne would love to hear from you. But yeah, that's the thing. I read through that case you're mentioning. It was like a 28-page ruling, but us attorneys, we like to look at that stuff, as you know. And it was very interesting. I mean, the standard of substantial compliance in that case, when a Senate candidate got less than half of the required signatures,
unbelievable.
Fairly surprising the court would let her in. But I mean, Initiative 120 turned in over the number of signatures and is very close to valid number, matching up to the 125,000 required. I mean, if you want to use a substantial compliance standard, Initiative 120 is so much closer than the Senate candidate. So, I mean, in my view, yes, absolutely, the court should be looking at that and should allow Initiative 120 on the ballot. I mean, without a doubt, really. We'll see. We'll see what they do. We know how some of the courts operate in Colorado, allowing Democrat candidates on and, you know, pro-life issues, who knows? But then you get into, you know, discrimination and all that. So there's a lot of options, yeah, I think, to be pursued. I think it's
good.
Initiative 120 is going to get on the ballot one way or another, I'm pretty sure.
Well, if it's on the ballot, it wins. There's no question. Because as you said at the start of our conversation, this is a bipartisan issue. Everybody knows that babies are feeling pain, and you know I've taken flack and legitimate heartfelt flack from people who say no compromise, you know, pro life from the moment of conception, and I get that. But in a political world with divergent viewpoints, if you can take a bite out of the number of abortions and cut down on pain and all of those kinds of things, I don't think you ignore taking that big step. It, just because you didn't get the whole walk done, you know?
Well, right. Well, the thing that I think, Randy, you're probably aware of, but a lot of people aren't, Warren Hearn, the main late-term abortionist in Colorado who operates out of Boulder, he publicly admits that one out of every four late-term babies he aborts them because they're diagnosed with Down syndrome in utero. So, I mean, this is even a targeting of the disabilities community, which I think a lot of people in Colorado would be super concerned about if they knew that was what was going on. And to your point of this being bipartisan, about 38% of the people signing this when the signatures were being validated were unaffiliated voters and Democrat voters. This is by no means solely a Republican issue. Of course, the Republican Party always takes a strong public stand on the side of life. But this issue, banning late-term abortion, extremely popular across the board.
That's great. So it really feels like shenanigans from the secretary, the Democrat partisan Secretary of State of Colorado, to do just use the tools that they have to run interference for us and try and keep it off the ballot. And once again, you know, agree or disagree, should this decision not be left to the people of the state of Colorado? Why would you, using these hyper technicalities, fight so hard to keep this off the ballot unless it's hyper-partisan and you're doing what your socialist and communist party bosses tell you to do?
Well, precisely. And that's the thing. If the Secretary of State were really doing her job, she would find a way to allow ballot initiatives to operate in Colorado in the midst of a pandemic. And instead, I know this campaign is having to continually go to the Secretary of State and say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't be out there in the public collecting signatures on Monday when the governor's asking people to still stay home. And that's what they were going to make the campaign do. And the campaign had to go to court to get an agreement to postpone again to keep people safe.
Yeah.
So it should be a Secretary of State's job, but instead, you know, she's not
sick.
Doing her job.
Sick. Well, I'm glad, thank God for the Colorado bench to step up and do the right thing. Because we don't always get the great, appropriate and fair rulings from our court system either here in Colorado. So I'm glad to hear that and see it. Do you have any thought about attending the Melania Trump private video shoot tonight at Evie's house?
No, I am not personally going to be able to make that, but I've heard about it, and it sounds like a great opportunity for, I heard that Evie's doing a really good job complying with even social distancing, keeping people safe, but still doing something that's really going to empower the base and send a real message that Colorado supports Trump.
She's got the room for it, too.
She does.
No doubt about that.
She's amazing. I love her.
Well, last thing I'll say, Christy, thank you for your time. Thank everybody at the GOP for their hard work in this election under these grueling circumstances. There were election challenges. I was a part of two of those hearings. I watched some of the mail ballot vote counting, and it was grueling because there were 159 people just running for delegate, plus the two committee man positions, plus the U.S. Senate race, and 14 resolutions. So it took a ton of work just to get through a relatively small number of paper ballots and put all this together, but it seems to have gone off without a hitch, and I'm grateful to you guys for that. And last thing I'll say to you is, you know, for all the detractors that we still hear about the Republican Party, really kind of living in the past, our chairman is the guy who wrote the book on draining the swamp in D.C. and who still stands up for fiscal sanity. You have been an activist, pro-life, constitutional attorney, liberty activist forever. You're the vice chair of our party. A liberty activist Tea Party leader was just elected statewide to become the Republican National Committee Man. And so I just want
by a lot.
Yeah, I just want 41%. I just want people to give our party a break and get on board to help us try and advance the cause of liberty here in the state and, of course, get Senator Gardner and President Trump reelected. We've got our work cut out for us, especially in light of all of these new restrictions and inability to congregate and move forward.
Yeah, well, but you're right, Randy, and you're going to be a great voice adding to that as our new committee man. And I know Ken and I and the whole party is very excited to have you on board. And we're going to keep casting that positive vision about what Republicans are, that we fight for the people, and the Democrats tell a whole bunch of lies and trample all over people's rights. But what we have to do together, and I think we're going to do this with you and Ken and myself and so many people, is cast that positive vision forward about what Colorado could look like if Republicans were in charge.
Absolutely. Well, I know I'll see you soon. God bless you. Appreciate everything that you do. And thanks for spending some time with us this morning on Wake Up with Randy Corporan.
Thanks, Randy, and congrats again.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Vice Chair of the Colorado State GOP, Christy Burton Brown. Last few minutes of the show coming up, 303-696-1971. We'll run down the list. People are asking for the website for the end the lockdown, open up our businesses by May 1st. It is maydayusa.org, maydayusa.org. Civil unrest, civil disobedience, legal challenges, all of those things are in the works as we try and fight our way back to a sustainable life here in the state of Colorado, in spite of, regardless of, the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. We'll wrap it up when we come back on 710K in U.S.
We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
We are back with very limited time before Bird Talk at the top of the hour. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Let me run down the list again of things that you should know about. MaydayUSA.org, MaydayUSA.org, the movement for businesses around the country, and of course we're focused here in Colorado, to open up their businesses on or before May Day, the day set aside for the labor movement. Tomorrow I'll be at Bandamere Speedway before we get into my son's birthday. Bandamere Ministries is having a walk, a 1,320-foot track walk, socially distanced, a prayerful moment at Bandamere Speedway from 11 to 1:20 p.m. That should be safe. My plan is to ride out there, get there early, leave in plenty of time to get down to the west steps of the Capitol at noon. Hopefully that'll be pouring out into the streets again. We've got another End the Lockdown Now rally at noon at the Capitol. And, man, just so many people ready to get up and out there and at them and get this state and our country moving again. But tonight is exciting. Tonight is a big, big deal, and I'm so glad we tracked him down. I'm so glad he's become a good friend. I'm proud to work for him and work with him in his I'm a Trumpster movement. His name is Reggie Carr, and he joins us now. Reggie, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. How you doing?
I am doing well, man. Are you ready for the big event tonight?
Oh, excited, excited. I'm actually working on it right now. We got calls coming in. We're setting up equipment. We're doing a lot of stuff getting ready for tonight, you know, to celebrate this birthday.
I have already seen the Melania Trump birthday video. It's beautiful. Well done. And all of your videos, I'm a Trumpster videos and others that I've seen are just phenomenal. We'll certainly have you back to talk more about the I'm a Trumpster movement soon. But tell folks exactly what is the point tonight. We've already got the video that's going to the First Lady ready to go, but you want to do something special with that video tonight at Evie's house. Tell everybody about it.
Well, I think Ms. Trump doesn't get the recognition that she deserves. I mean, she's very smart. She's beautiful. She's very supportive. You know how the left attacks President Trump, so you know how strong she has to be to keep him focused and keep him directed on our whole initiative to, you know, change this around so we can get Mr. Trump, Donald Trump, back into the White House, and that's the whole key.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, but why are you having people come? The video's already ready to go. What are the patriots who we're going to try and outfit in all the I'm a Trumpster hats and shirts we can get to them? Why are you having patriots show up? What are we going to do with them when they get there tonight?
I think it's, you know, that corona thing is out there. We got to open up the country, the state. We got to go ahead and make a movement and make a statement. And I think that what President Trump is doing and what he said is exactly correct. And we just got to go ahead and move on with life. Be careful, do what we need to do, you know, social distancing with all that. But we have to, you know, we have to live. We can't just stay inside and just hide. You know, it's time to, you know, the economic situation is getting really crucial. So we need to go ahead and jumpstart this back up. So we're just like, hey, we're patriots. We're not afraid. We're smart. We're able to make a grown and adult decisions. No one wants to get infected or anything like that. But it's time for us to, you know, to wake up and get going. And so that's what this is. It's a double-edged sword. We're definitely going to get out here and wish her a happy birthday. Get it to the White House, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to zoom this video, and then we're going to show people that Colorado's ready to open back up, and let's get going again.
And the way I understand it is we're however many patriots come, we got lots of room at Evie's, 5915 Ponderosa Way in Parker, 5915 Ponderosa Way in Parker. There may be law enforcement that shows up. There may be media that shows up. A press release was put out yesterday, I think. But we're going to gather patriots and Trump-supporting patriots together in front of and around this video, take pictures and additional video of the patriots with the video, all of it, and make sure that the president knows that out here in Colorado we are praying for and pushing for his reelection, of course, but for the health and well-being and success of the entire family, including our gorgeous First Lady.
Oh, that couldn't have been, you couldn't have said that better, Randy. That's exactly what we're doing. And I wanted to thank you as well. Meeting you has been a pleasure. You've been very powerful and instrumental in what we're doing. And I understand you was running for a position, right?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to say that in the past tense now, because that election is over.
So let me ask you this. Are you going to, as far as yourself, are you going to be involved with any more political campaigns or anything like that? Because you're definitely a great leader.
Well, it's very interesting that you asked me that, because I think what I'm going to learn, and I've got a lot to learn now about this new position. I'll reread the rules that I became very familiar with back in 2016 as a national delegate to see what, and I'm going to talk to current and past Republican national committee men. And I certainly think I have to stay out of favoring one Republican over another in primary races, but I don't think there's going to be any limitation on my ability to advance causes, and that includes causes like I'm a Trumpster, and the Arapo Tea Party, the radio show here at 710 KNUS. I don't expect my behavior to need to change one little bit, or I wouldn't have taken this job, but got to learn more about it. We shall see. I'm a Trumpster.com. IMATrumpster.com. is an excellent website. Give people, we've only got a couple minutes left, but talk a minute about your vision for I'm a Trumpster and how that all fits in with what we're doing tonight at Evie's house.
Well, we want to be able to get we want to promote to the minority so we can get the minorities on board. In Colorado, I think it's probably about 28% to 30%+ minorities, and we want to reach them like President Trump said, hey, we need you to step up. And we need to get the votes out and go to the polls. And that's what I'm a Trumpster is about. It's about education. It's about, you know, not believing what the left says, because their incentives are out of this world. So we need to go ahead and step up, combine together, have electric, be fun, be aggressive. But I'm a Trumpster is about getting President Trump reelected and turning Colorado back red. That's it. And that's what the goal is. So we need the minorities to jump on board. You know, if anybody wants to, you know, donate in reference to the bus, they can go to the website, imatrumpster.com. We've also got a lot of situations that's going on in reference to we've ordered these masks because of our outlets in the music industry. We press up thousands of shirts, hats, everything, and we have those outlets to go in overseas and in Europe and Asia and other places that we order material from. So we just stopped all of that and decided to make masks and bring them masks here with those chains. So we're going to be giving out a lot of those masks as well, you know, to keep us safe.
That's great.
While we open our state.
Well, we're up against the wall. Reggie Carr, the website, imatrumpster.com. I look forward to seeing you and Evie, and I hope dozens, if not hundreds, of patriots turning out to make this very special birthday video for our First Lady, who turns 50 tomorrow. And we will continue the conversation, continue the action. And when you said, as the president asked us to do, reaching out to the minority community, yes or no, he actually asked you personally to get involved with this, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I got to leave it there, man, because the music is behind. We will tell your story again and many times between now and the election. But yeah, it's the president who actually talked to Reggie directly. And this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful response for the president and the first lady. So don't forget MaydayUSA.org, DueDateTooLate.com, noon tomorrow at the Capitol, the End the Lockdown Now rally, and 7 o'clock tonight at Evie's house as we make a very special video to the First Lady of the United States of America. Email me, text me, or whatever if you need the information again. I'm Randy Corcoran. Always remember, never forget, God loves you, so do I. Liberty, alive and well.